There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Drop the bat.
Aaron Judge, your 2017 home run derby champion.
Sound from ESPN last night as Aaron Judge, a New York Yankees rookie, completed a performance for the ages, winning the home run derby in Miami in towering fashion. And when we say towering, we mean 47 home runs. And according to Sports Illustrated, those round trippers traveled a combined 3.9 miles. Mike Pesca is here now as sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, your thoughts on Aaron Judge's performance last night?
Well, every year there has to be a home run winners, but I think this year, in the embodiment of Aaron Judge, he's kind of symbolizing where baseball is now. And baseball is very home run centric. They're on the pace to set a record for most home runs. And this guy, Aaron Judge, he is a rookie. He is a Yankee. He is one of the few bright things about the Yankees. They're having a winning record, but they've lost a bunch in a row. And he just attracts the right kind of attention for the sport. He's 6'7". He's gigantic. Someone tweeted that it is if Zeus came down from Olympus and decided to swat some dingers. So this is a compelling guy. It's why you have a home run derby, an exhibition like this, is to showcase a guy like Aaron Judge.
I mean, and talk about swatting. We said that a combined 3.9 miles, but like some of his individual home runs crushed them. How far did they go?
Yeah. Well, he had a couple that were over 500 feet, and this year he is responsible for the furthest home runs, the fastest home runs, and this is all in game play, not when a pitcher is just grooving them for the purpose of being hit, sometimes over a horrid sculpture in center field at Marlins Park. Unfortunately, he did not disable the sculpture in center field. That would have been a boon for everyone who's a fan of aesthetics, but he did his job.
So I love the image of Greek gods tossing lightning bolts around baseball stadiums. But I also hear that people, you know, it's exciting, but then after the home run's been hit, they tend to drift away from their televisions.
Well, yeah. I mean, the baseball has a pretty good All-Star game. They're doing what they can to turn 3 days into, it used to just be a day off, and then the All-Star game, and then another day off. So they're turning it into a spectacle. Traditionalists will grouse that, you know, these are the only games that aren't even counted in the standings. But what is baseball? What is sports if not an exhibition or a fun attraction? So this is an attraction of an attraction. I don't get upset about it. I just think it's, especially when Judge is doing it, compelling.
So we're getting very meta here about baseball. That's all right. But tell me more about Judge. He's got a really interesting and terrific life story, right?
Yeah. By the way, he won the home run derby in college, and he is a, like I said, he's gigantic. He's 6'7". So when you see him, you say to yourself, well, that looks like a very strong man. And certainly he is. I'll quote the guy is going to be the rookie of the year in the National League, most likely. Cody Bellinger congratulated him on Twitter, saying, congrats at the Judge 44. You hit balls really far. I think that says it best, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, so he's going to be a starter for the American League. I mean, do you have any predictions on how it might go?
It's very hard to know who's going to win. The Las Vegas lines on the All-Star game are always, you know, it reflects that it is something of a crapshoot. And the reason is, even if one roster seems to have better players, the players do not play that often. It is an exhibition. The managers try to rotate the players through. So the American League lineup is stock full of Astros, but they'll probably come out after a few innings. And so sometimes it just comes down to who the best subs are.
Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst. Thanks so much, Mike.